7.2% is July's official unemployment rate for Ohio, the same as in June. You have to go back, though, to September 2008 to find a lower unemployment rate for Ohio. Before June, the jobless rate had gradually gone down for 11 straight months, according to the Ohio Department of Job and Family Services. Ohio's current 7.2% rate has come a long way from the peak in the most recent recession. That was in late 2009, when for several months Ohio's jobless rate was 10.6. Ohio's current jobless rate is now more than a full percentage point below the national average. Still, 418,000 Ohioans remain officially unemployed. Kevin Randall is one of them. Laid off from factory and warehouse jobs with GM, he says he's been unemployed now for more than 3 years, but he's still looking for a job.
Manufacturing, sales, warehouse positions, different things, anything to provide for my family.
The unemployment rate in Ohio has been coming down gradually for the last 11 months or so. The current rate, 7.2%, that's the lowest in almost 4 years. Does that give you any cause for optimism?
Yeah, it's always hope. My day is coming. I'm one of God's children, so I'm always be taken care of. Since I've been unemployed for 3 years, I'm still eating, I'm still breathing, I'm still living.
Well, how are you surviving financially?
I've been borrowing a lot of money. I owe a lot of people, but I do little odd jobs. Plus, I got starting a hauling business within the last 2 months has started to pick up a little bit. I just have faith and believe.
From blue collar to white collar.
I'm one of the unemployed PhDs you've been hearing about. That's me.
Wendy Willis is actually not unemployed. She's underemployed. She has a part-time job as a reading teacher, but with no benefits. The fact that Ohio's unemployment rate has dropped by almost a third over the past 3 years does make her feel upbeat.
Listen, Jesse Jackson said it first. Keep hope alive. Hope is not only alive in my heart, it is growing daily. I had 3 interviews in the last 2 weeks. I haven't had an interview since 2010.
The hopefulness of the well-educated Wendy Willis is not shared by Tabitha Ward. And perhaps for good reason. Her job prospects are bleak because of something she did a decade ago. Ohio's generally brighter jobless figures don't do anything to boost her feelings about her prospects.
It seems hopeless. Hopeless. Like no light, no nothing. Just hopeless. When you apply for a job and you be honest with them and you tell them you got a felony, that stop you from getting a job. They was like, oh, no, we can't hire you. Well, mine's just 10 years old, but still you don't want to hire me. I don't understand that. Okay. I pay my society, but they still look at it. And then I tell them, I say, y'all got into trouble. Y'all just didn't get caught. Y'all did the same thing basically what everybody else doing. You just didn't get caught. Why you can't get nobody no chance? People change. You know, people do change. They don't stay the same.
Tabitha Ward has been officially unemployed, she says, for 6 months. She's one of 418,000 jobless Ohioans. Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.